Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted and Starglow Media comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. And we begin with an 11-year-old girl getting paleontology props for finding the remains of the largest marine reptile known to science. Fossil hunter Ruby Reynolds and her father, Justin, discovered parts of a fossilized jawbone near a river in England back in 2020 and 2022. Scientists put the pieces together like a puzzle, and with Ruby's help, have now published a paper concluding the animal is a previously unknown type of ichthyosaur, a sea creature that lived 200 million years ago. It was 82 feet long, or as long as a humpback whale, but with a narrow mouth filled with lots of sharp teeth. And here's a really amazing coincidence. The first ichthyosaur bones ever found, way back in 1811, were unearthed by another tween, a 12-year-old by the name of Mary Anning. As for Ruby, now a published scientist at the age of 15, she told the Union Leader she's proud of her discovery, but would love to find the rest of it. Astronomers using the James Webb Space Telescope say they have found an exoplanet, a planet outside our solar system, that appears to contain gases in its atmosphere that are usually only produced by living organisms. That means the planet, with the uncatchy name K2-18b, is a very strong candidate for the first to have life on it, aside from our own Earth. Now, admittedly, scientists aren't talking about green or purple alien creatures like you see in science fiction movies, but more like tiny molecular life, and they caution that closer study of the data is needed. But if the findings are correct, it would be a landmark discovery. The planet is about 2.5 times the size of Earth and is mostly an ocean world. Meanwhile, back on Earth, the cleanup continues as people in the southern and midwestern U.S. dig themselves out of debris after a series of tornadoes struck over the weekend. Parts of Texas, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma saw rain, winds, flash flooding, and hail 2 inches in diameter. Thousands of people are still without power, and some are even without homes as the storms destroyed everything in their path. Many of the areas have officially declared states of emergency, freeing up special funds meant for recovery, and President Biden has pledged support for devastated regions. One particular group of people is feeling a lot of pressure to cut back on their private jet use to reduce their carbon footprint. Celebrities such as Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Jay-Z, Travis Scott, and Elon Musk are being criticized for flying too much and damaging the Earth's fragile ecosystems. A computer student named Jack Sweeney has even been using his coding skills to track celebrity flights around the world, despite warnings from lawyers to stop. He says Taylor Swift's jet flew 178,000 miles last year, enough to circle the world 7 times. And in the process, emitted 1,200 tons of CO2, which is 83 times that of the average American. A good slogan for this next story might be just undo it. Nike struck out with its newly redesigned uniforms for Major League Baseball, so much so the company is now apologizing and promising a fix. Problems with the new threads include players' names being much too small and hard to read on the backs, and pants that some players say are see-through. The revamped jerseys reportedly also collect sweat, despite being lighter and thinner. Nike promises it will roll out a redo by the start of next season. Still to come, the most famous painting in the world gets a new room with a view. But first, we want to say congratulations to Jack, Sloan, and Remy Gary of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're told they stepped out of their comfort zone this year and set big goals for themselves. Jack, Sloan, and Remy, your family is amazed by all your hard work at AGC, exemplifying that Garys don't quit. Always remember, you can do hard things when you are determined. Now, today's Kid News Quiz. Archaeologists are excited about what finding near a river in England? Fossils from the largest marine reptile known to science. Astronomers are excited about a far-off exoplanet for what reason? It may contain gases produced by living organisms. Why are celebrities such as Taylor Swift and Jay-Z facing criticism for flying? Their private planes leave a big carbon footprint. Nike is promising to revamp what? It's new baseball uniforms. In today's Kid News Kicker, the Mona Lisa is the most famous painting in the world, and tourists wait in line for hours to see it. But many who travel to its home at the Louvre Museum in Paris come away disappointed, because they can only view the Mona Lisa from a distance and have to look over the heads of so many others in a crowded room. So to address these complaints, the museum is planning to move the famous portrait into a room all its own so that visitors can get closer and see more detail in the work, such as the intricate background landscape. The Mona Lisa was painted in the early 1500s by Italian artist Leonardo da Vinci and is valued at more than $830 million. Leonardo apparently thought highly of the painting himself. He took it with him whenever he moved from city to city. Thanks again to the Gary family of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for sponsoring today's quiz. A shout out to Sloan, Remy, and Jack, and a reminder that everyone at AGC, Agape, and especially your family are so proud of you. And hello to our other Kid News classrooms, Mrs. Hill and Mrs. Amthor and their Wildcats at Onsted in Onsted, Michigan, Mr. Shugart and his Hawks at Patwin in Davis, California, and Dr. Rosado and her English language learners at Capital in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share Kid News with all your friends and family. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.